Welcome to the VA Tourism Podcast. I'm Kwaju Benton Williams. The VA Tourism Podcast is dedicated to Africa's travel and tourism industry, where leaders from the private and public sectors get to talk to us. You can subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, TuneIn, and Google Podcasts. My conversation today is with Mozambique's Minister of Tourism and Culture, Eldavina Materula. The minister, who has been attending the Brand Africa Conference in Windhoek, Namibia, has been sharing with me a detailed plan to make Mozambique a top-of-mind destination for African travelers. Madam Materula was, however, not amused by the spin placed on reportage regarding the instability in the north of the country. So welcome to the podcast, and I'm coming to you live from Windhoek, where we've been holding the Brand Africa Conference. And I've been privileged to be joined by the Minister of Culture and Tourism in Mozambique. And she's going to introduce herself and then tell us more about what Mozambique is doing to restart tourism, and also what her own plans of tourism is. Good evening, Minister.
Good evening, my dear friend. My name is Eldavina Materula. As you already said, I'm the Minister of Culture and Tourism of Mozambique since January of 2020. It's a great pleasure to be here in Windhoek in this very important conference that UNWTO is organizing, and it's putting Mozambique and Africa together, discussing one of the most important problems that we are living in our continent, which is our branding, our communication. And please allow me to thank UNWTO for this opportunity to be together with my fellows and be able not only to listen but to express our feelings about the importance to be united as an African.
Okay, no, perfect. But just to backtrack a bit, and of course, COVID came and everything stopped, literally, for tourism. And once one of the big events that started, the travel show was FITU. Then you were at FITU, you met UNWTO, you were engaged with some tourism partners. Mm. In that steadfastness in trying to get tourism running, what was your aim for this engagement?
Well, it's not possible to talk about FITU without congratulate the organization. We cannot forget that the FITU was the last fair to end it, and it was the first to start. So congratulations to FITU, to Spanish government and all organization. And of course, we went there with many expectations, and we went also to collect some experience from this fair. As you probably know, Mozambique organizes its own fair called FICANI, and we are organizing our FICANI, but still with so many doubts. I used to say the advantage of being in Africa or in Mozambique is that the whole experience from COVID comes all the way from Europe to our countries. So we are a little bit delayed in terms of COVID. So we still have some time to get and to collect some experiences. But to tell you and to go directly to your question, I would say that our plans for tourism is exactly to expand the expression of tourism in the contribution to the GDP, ensuring an enabling environment for tourism investors to find the facilities and favorable conditions for their business to prosper. But above all, our big challenge is place Mozambique on the international market. And that's why, of course, we need the whole support and from the UNWTO. As you know, one of our strategies became, we became candidates to the Executive Council. We think that platform will help us to put the name of our country, and I would say more than country, continent, in other platform. Also, I would say that we would like as a country to be on the African map of an intra-African tourist and become reference destination in safari, sun and beach and cultural tourism.
I thought I was going to come to that question part of it, because I never knew Mozambique to be safari and all of that. In fact, there's a little known of Mozambique in terms of tourism.
Do you know that, for example, the distance between beach and bush in Mozambique, for example, is just 20 minutes? In 20 minutes, you can just see all the bush, and 15-20 minutes later, by car, you are in one of the best beaches in Mozambique, for example. I know that you have that question.
But I was going to ask, because obviously, for a lot of us, Mozambique, obviously, I know you have a lot of things, but it's all about, well, the beach is one of your key assets. But
definitely.
You know what I'm saying is that as a minister relatively new, and not new because COVID came, so we think it's the other way around. What will you say Mozambique has to offer? And then what is your pitch to investors, to travelers, to come to Mozambique?
Well, Mozambique, it's a big country, first of all.
Yeah.
We have almost 3,000 kilometers of coast. And in that coast, you can find paradise teeming with an underwater paradise teeming with untouched coral reefs, for example. You have special cultural diversity, and I would go from our rhythm dances to our gastronomy, for example. And these are some unique things that we think we can offer. And we truly believe that if a tourist goes to Mozambique, it's not only because of our beaches, actually, but it's a little bit more. And one of the most special things, honestly, and it's not because I'm Mozambican, I've been traveling around, is my people, is Mozambican people. And these people you can only find there, with that culture, with that smile. So I would say, we are unique. I would say more. If I would sell something, if I would pick something, I would pick that distance and the opportunity to be in the beach and bush just 10
now,
minutes.
Now, COVID came. We know the problems. You don't want to go to the problems again. But it's also key to highlight that you look at the challenges to fight for. Most of the big destinations, we call it here in Africa, for the source market, we're all closed, okay? And there's a need for diversification. Do you have that in your agenda in terms of your source market, that the over-reliance of the source market is a problem now in the wake of COVID? And how do you intend to diversify where your tourism market is coming from?
As you know, Mozambique is living a challenging moment now with the pandemic, but it's not only the pandemic, it's also the terrorism in the north of Mozambique, in the province of Cabo Delgado. I think it's important to talk about this, but it's important to explain to the audience, to the world, and to especially to our tourists, that we have a good vaccination plan that we already started. Yes, the terrorism is happening, but our government, together with our partners in SADC, in African Union, and other European and American partners, we are really fighting to control the situation, and more I wouldn't say. But what people many times doesn't know is that the distance between Maputo or even in Yamban, which is our capital of the tourism, it's about 2,000 kilometers, and that's quite a lot. More than it, I would clearly say that our all institutions are working, that we are fine, we are stable, and we are wishing so much that this issue, which is not small and it's not something to banalize, but it's serious, but we're fighting with all our strength for it to finish and to end.
Okay. Just on that, as you stress the issue with instability in the north, how do you think that it's a problem that can affect your tourism? And do you think it's unfairly being highlighted on by the media?
Well, it's not unfair to be highlighted, but it's unfair that people are not clear about the situation. Okay. For example, what I just explained to you, it's important that we talk about what exactly is happening, where is happening, and we for us, as I said, this is a very serious situation. We don't want to banalize, but we think that it's very important to communicate it well. Because I can say, because I just heard from my colleagues in Maputo that today our government approved a project, a creation of an economic special zone that we will have investment of $700 million in Maputo. Who's this crazy person that wants to invest more than $700 million in Mozambique, in a country which is in a war, as people say? Yeah. Who's this crazy person? But I have to say, those investors are not Mozambican. Are people that know our country, knows the reality, and love our country. Like that, there's many more investments happening now in Mozambique. But maybe would be. It's good for someone that we don't talk about all that, all this wonderful destination that Mozambique is. We're very proud about our country, and we will start a very strong communication plan to bring more and more tourists to Mozambique.
Okay. Finally, before we wrap our conversation, I mean, yes, tourism is good and promotion and telling the story is well and all good. But one key area, and it was discussed again, is airlift. Okay, how do you intend to create more, or in fact, in partnership with the private sector, get more connection to Mozambique?
This is an important question. I would first be honest to you. This will never happen if we think that we are alone, if we think that we can work alone. Mozambique belongs to SADC, belongs to African Union, and belongs to UNWTO. These are organizations that we are counting on to think together about that connectivity problem that we are, as Africa, we are facing. With this pandemic situation, some companies stopped to fly to Mozambique, but luckily some of them are already restarting. I'm talking about Airlink that is already back in Mozambique. Mm-hmm. As we probably recently, Air France will start to fly to Mozambique next October. But if we think generally and looking at the world, we still have challenges. Why don't we have, for example, low-cost companies in our countries, in our continent? So that's why I mentioned those three organizations that we need to be united and work together to facilitate. Connectivity is a big problem. It's a big problem in Africa, yes. And we all have to face it to all together bring a solution for it.
Okay. And your take on today's Brown Africa Conference, in the context, obviously, of changing the narrative of Africa, but again, the restart of tourism. What's your takeaway from this event?
Well, one of the things is that we are a huge continent, still have internal challenges. It goes from the budgets to our ministries. And as a group, as a continent, and I think we heard the CEO of NEPAD talking about this and his experience as an ex-prime minister. And recognize that, first of all, the political things should be organized. And this is one of the challenges that we are facing. We got the invitation, I have to say, first, before we go to Spain, my technicians, all of them, came to me and they said, we have to go to this conference because it's very important. They are bringing very important theme and we need it. It's exactly what is in our calendar, in our priorities. And I immediately said, okay, go ahead, because we definitely need. Then we visited Spain and had a conversation and I understood even more talking with our director for Africa when I visit Spain and the SG, and he said that he thought it would be important for us. I immediately asked the documentation, all the information about this conference, and definitely we should be, I thought that we should be represented at the highest level in the tourism that we have. So that's why I came personally to this conference, because of the topics that we discussed here. Unfortunately, I would honestly very much like that we could go a little bit forward according to our calendar and everything that was established before. Unfortunately, it didn't happen, but I still believe, I strongly believe that all the approach from UNWTO, the technicians that they brought with all their experience would be very important, that they can share their experience with us. So anyway, I think it was very positive, and I think we will now run to take advantage on this very experience, a very important experience that we still had here with all this organization, the meetings we had with the ministers, and some protocols that we have decided, some contacts that we made. This conference was very important, and I really hope and looking forward for Cape Verde, I have to say.
Okay, so all our guests don't leave without telling us who they are, about themselves.
Who am I?
Who are you? Tell us.
What do you want to hear from me?
Anything you want me to hear.
What do you want to hear? Who's the minister?
Who is the minister? Where she start? You inspire people, your story. You know what I'm saying?
I am a very young lady. I used to hear with almost 39 years old.
Mm-hmm.
I was born in Mozambique, in Maputo, in the capital. And I love to travel,
yeah.
But I'm passionate with culture, as you know, and I defend that culture is our ID. Our culture is what makes us who we are. And I also believe that that's because who we are that tourists want to visit us and to know. I used to say to my team that we have beautiful beaches in the whole world, not only in Africa. But there's a reason, there's a very special reason why people want to go to Africa and wants to visit us. It's what we are, it's our culture. And I think that's why actually this beautiful match between tourism and culture that we are running as a ministry. I was invited by my president last January for this position, and honestly, I wasn't expecting it.
Okay.
I never asked for it, but I'm so honored to serve my country, because this is what I want to do for all my life, serve my country. And me and my team, we will do our best to do that.
Minister, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much.